Oh my gosh. Are you an entrepreneur or any kind of business owner? It's massive, risky business doing it on your own. No joke. If you're in that world, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know that you need to take risks, but you know they're super scary. You know that you get to step outside of your comfort zone, but man, is that a scary space to stay in. You know that you get to grow and bring on team members. But holy cow, is that scary too, right? Like, who do you choose? Why do you choose them? How are they going to stick with you? All that delegation stuff. And you know that when you decide to do it for yourself, what that means to you. I can't wait for you to meet our guest today. I'm super, super stoked to talk to Tracy Osborne today and her viewpoints on these topics. So stick around. You're going to want to hear her viewpoints on that and how she's taken this huge step and risk and leaped out on a faith and on a foot forward, and applied some things that have gone on in her world to really benefit what's at a cellular level for her. So, if you are watching us, thank you so much for being here. This is the Erin Strayer Show. And if you're watching from any other platform than the Erin Strayer Show, there's a link right above you in the comments. Go ahead and click that. Come on over here. Say hello to us right over here at the Erin Strayer Show. We'll be able to see you and see your comments and give you a little shout out. So, come on over here on that. Also, if you guys want reminders for when we're live, go ahead and click and type live in the comments below, and we will make sure you get those reminders for when we're on air. Who am I? My name is Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them beyond the basics of business. So, because most of them are like super indecisive, we're probably going to talk about some of that today. They're held hostage by fear. I know that's going to come up today. And honestly, they're flat out complacent. So, I help them move past that I can't do that. What's the next step? And I have no idea how to do that. That's clearly standing in their way. And bottom line, I provide that executive level accountability so that you and your business gets the attention it needs and deserves. So I am not going to talk about me anymore. We're going to give Tracy a little 3-second warning. She's down in the green room. And
I'm
hi,
so
girl.
excited.
Here we go. Like, oh my gosh, it's been like so exciting leading up to today. I'm so stoked about this interview and this what we're going to talk about today and really the why behind you and what really makes you tick, because you are like one wicked passionate person. And I am like super excited for you today. So
I'm going
hi.
to have to edit my bio and say Tracy Osborne is wicked passionate.
Yes. Because every time I go and I pop in on what's happening in your world, that's what like exudes from your words and your copy and your photographs and what's going on in your world. And that passion comes like at a pretty big price for you.
It's a huge price, yeah.
Yeah. Like tell the people who you are and what you do. Like how like comes from your words.
All right. I am Tracy Osborne, wicked passion. No, I'm just kidding. No, so
You can do that.
I am the CEO of a Daring Woman, and Daring Woman is a social impact organization that harnesses the power of media to help women become empowered, find and use their voice, and become just absolutely unstoppable.
Yeah,
That is my
just like that again.
elevator speech there.
I like it. I like it. We're just gonna call that your intro right there. And
That
I
is
like
my
it. So your whole organization, Daring Women, how long has that been around?
10 months.
10 months, and it is
Yeah,
flying. It
it
is
is.
massively flying. It is taken off like gangbusters. People are like sponges soaking up what you're giving out. And like people are hiring you left and right. Like, why?
They
I mean,
are
other
they're
than you're like wicked passionate.
Well, they love it. They love the mission. They love what we're all about. And the fact that we're not like any other media company out there. You know, our there's a lot of media companies, there's a lot of women empowerment groups. We're merging the two. And so we have the website, we have our magazine. This is my first issue.
I know, it's so cool.
We have, you know, my podcast, the Daring Woman podcast, and so much that's coming. And it's all geared toward raising awareness on women's issues and helping women reclaim that inner power, get that backbone back, and just stand up and say, I am woman, hear me roar.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that probably came from, and I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess this, but it probably came from years of being silent for you.
It did. So my backstory is, I am a sexual assault, rape, and domestic abuse survivor and thriver. Back in my early days, I've been raped twice and assaulted once, attempted rape. And yeah, I kept quiet about it. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell anybody about a lot of the crazy, wicked, nasty things that I've been through. You know, when getting punched over a laundry basket and, you know, just stupid stuff like that. Getting into a fight with one of my boyfriends because we had ants in the house. And ultimately, he ended up losing his mind and snapping my kitten's neck in front of me as my two young children heard me screaming hysterically in the next room. So I kept all those things silent, and it festered inside of me until finally one day I said, I'm done being silent. I am not the only one. I'm not alone. And what happened to me isn't my fault. All the crap that these guys have done to me, it's not my fault. I didn't bring it on. I didn't ask for it. And I'm not going to be silent anymore. And I want all the other women out there who are going through their own struggles, whatever it is, to know that they're not alone and that it's okay to speak out, and it's healing to speak out, even if it's just to one person that you trust. You don't have to come public with it. Just talk to somebody. Yeah. And so that's the whole concept of Daring Woman. That's kind of how it came about.
And that's such a huge mission. And I think because of your story, the backstory and the why behind Daring Women, it is growing like gangbusters, and it is the lights on, and it is such a magnet for so many people, because there are so many of us that are so like you that just kept quiet. Right.
And right.
But then you've taken that and you've spun this amazing empowerment corporation and company off of the why and the cellularness of it to empower others to find their voice, to be that. And you, like, this whole thing was risky business. I mean, that's the talk of today, was risky business. Well, that's kind of got a double edge, like, has a couple of different meanings to it.
It does. So in order to start Daring Woman, I almost completely shut down. I've been a virtual assistant for the last 10 years, had a very thriving business, making multiple six figures, had, you know, a strong team and everything like that. And I pretty much shut it down to three clients that I could pretty, you know, my husband and I could maintain, that would cover all the bills. And then it got to the point where the largest client, which was like 90% of my income, just started eating up too much time. And not only that, but he wasn't appreciative. When I jumped in, when he, you know, kind of screwed things up in his company, and I jumped in and I went from, you know, just a few hours a week helping him to basically full time for the same rate of pay that he was paying me, which equaled out to about $5-6 an hour. He freaked out when I said, hey, I'm going to bill you a couple extra hours for this. And I said, you know, we got into it and I said, bye. And I let him go, which was super risky because I didn't have anything, any irons in the fire to replace that income. But I did it knowing that the universe abhors a void. And so it will provide for me, and it will come back, and it'll come back quickly. It happens all the time for me.
Right.
So, yeah. So, but it is risky and it's terrifying. Yeah. You know, I looked at my husband and I'm like, are you sure you want me to hit send on this? You really want me to hit send on this? And he's like, yeah, do it. You need to. You've been wanting to for a while. So that allowed me to really focus on Daring Woman pretty much full time, because the other two remaining VA clients that I have really don't take up much of my time at all. And so it's been fabulous. I've been full time in this now for 3 weeks and having a ball.
That's so cool. And the risk of doing that is huge. I mean, there's a lot of things at stake. There's a lot, and it's not only financial, right? Like, there are a lot of other things in addition to the financial risk to.
Oh, sure.
I'm walking away from that, and I'm stepping into this, and I know that it's going to work.
Right. I have those days where it's like, did I really do this? Why did I do this? What was I thinking? Mm-hmm. This is not going to work. It's not going to take off. Magazines are dead. You know, I have those days, and then I stop and I think, you know, I look at what people are saying online to me and the emails that I'm getting, and they're just like, you have something here. This is something that nobody's doing. This is absolutely phenomenal. You have to keep at it and make this work, because there's so many women out there who need this.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps me going.
And it's so true. And, you know, I don't want to get too stuck on things that have been going on recently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That just really add to your mission, really. And it just really, you know, heightens mm-hmm. that awareness. And it just really, it's the right time. It's the
it
right
is.
Time.
And it is. And it's not just, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. This company isn't just about, you know, helping people through sexual assault. That's not what this is about at all. Daring Woman is about support, inspiration, motivation, and empowerment. You know, because we have people who are breast cancer survivors, diabetes survivors, you know, I mean, we have all kinds of women who come to us and read our articles and contribute articles and, you know, come on the podcast. So it's not just one area, it's all kinds of areas.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing is, there's just all these women out there that are going through stuff. And a lot of times they really feel like they're the only ones out there who are dealing with it. Mm-hmm. And so the whole point of Daring Woman is you're not alone, and you don't have to be alone. You don't have to do this by yourself, and you don't have to stay quiet about it.
Yeah. And I love that. I love that. And I know that not only is it risky to do that even amongst women, but it really takes you out of your comfort zone to do that. Like,
it does.
Yeah,
it does. It's not easy talking about, you know, the horrors that you go through. I read a book this past weekend, called The Size of Everything. Get the book. Oh my God. And it's by this amazing woman, Erin Cole, and the whole book is about her childhood. And we're talking, imagine 5 years old, 5 years old. Is back in the, you know, late 70s, early 80s, when we could actually go out and play without our parents having to watch us and all that.
Right.
So 5 years old, she's outside playing. It's getting dark. It's time to come home. She comes home and the doors are locked. And her alcoholic parents have passed out. And she has to spend the night outside in a flower bed trying to stay warm. Mm. 5 years old. 5 years old. And then, you know, a few years later, being forced by her stepmother to eat, I think it was corned beef or something, but it was like really gelatinous and it was, you know, nasty. Being forced to eat it. And as she was forcing herself to eat it, she ended up gagging and throwing up all over her plate, and then was forced to eat that. And those are just two of the horrors that really stuck out for me. But the fact is, not only did she survive all of this, but at, I think it was at 16, she went out on her own. She was on the dive team, dancing, you know, I mean, all kinds of track, everything. And she excelled at everything because she really pushed herself, because she didn't have anybody else to support her. And so she made it out on her own. She graduated from high school, the only one in her of her siblings to do that. She went on. She now has a very well-known bridal design company.
Wow.
And it's stories like that that keep me going and that make me want to, you know, push Daring Woman out there even more, because those are the kind of women that we need to see and we need to hear their stories. And that's why it's so important for you to tell your story, because somebody else out there needs to know they're not alone and there is hope. There is a light at the end of the tunnel that they're going through.
Yeah.
Definitely get the book. It's a quick read. You know, it took me a couple hours to read it, but yeah, it was really good.
Oh, The Size of Everything.
The Size of Everything, yes.
Mm, that's the second book today that was referred to me. And I'm like,
yeah,
I'm reading this weekend.
And of course, I instantly reached out to her. I'm like, you've got to be on my show. We've got to do an article on you. We've got to.
Yeah.
You know.
So Daring Women is a resource. It is a magazine. It is a podcast. What else do you do with Daring Women?
I just launched a Facebook group for it, which you can find on Facebook groups/ Daring Woman, woman singular, not plural. So that's going to be our community. And we've got so much coming up. Early next year, I'm going to launch our Woman Empowerment Series. Really thinking about kicking off my own little, you know, TV show after talking with you. I was like, ooh, this could be fun, Daring Woman TV. So I don't know, that we're thinking about that. Sometime in the works, we've got we're going to open up a publishing division to help women get their stories out and get their books published. Mm-hmm. Late fall of next year is going to be our first Daring Woman conference. So, and there's more coming. We're going to have Daring Woman retreats and, you know, it's just going to go gangbusters.
I love it. I love it. Do you do any coaching off of your platform right now?
Not really. Not that I couldn't, I totally could. It's just not something I put out there.
Yeah.
But it is something that I've been kicking around. Do I want to coach? Do I want to consult? You know, what do I want to do there? But yeah, I have kind of kicked that one around.
Yeah.
At this point, it's just women will contact me and say, okay, I need to tell somebody my story. And so we'll get on a phone call and they'll tell me their story. And then, you know, and they're good. That's what they needed. They needed to tell somebody.
Yeah. 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 I know I had a phone call this morning. And it was, you're the only one I've told.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of thing, you know.
And I've got a few of those. I have.
What an amazing resource, you know, one, to have somebody like yourself that the story is similar enough, or you know that's a safe space, or you know that they're not going to be judged and they're not going to be harassed and they're not going to be, you know, whatever, made felt right. Less than.
Mm-hmm.
Because of whatever they get to tell you, whatever they've chosen to reach out to you for. And I think that, you know, one, that's huge, right?
It is. Like,
and it's way more than just a helpline.
I actually have kind of thought about crisis counseling. But I don't know if I want to, I don't know. That's a lot of work.
That's a whole nother area of concern.
It is. And that will probably go along with the nonprofit side of things, the Daring Woman Project, which will focus basically exclusively on women who are in sexual assault, domestic abuse situations. So that will probably go along with the nonprofit side of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, so
yeah,
cool.
So
I know one of the things that you really wanted to talk about was growth and the delegation that comes with that and what that looks like. And that's a whole nother scary part of this risky business that
it
we
is.
Choose to come into.
It is. So yeah, you know, there comes a point in every entrepreneur's life where you just can't do it alone anymore.
Yeah.
You can't. You're overwhelmed. You're working ungodly hours. Your family has forgotten what you look like. you haven't seen the light of day in weeks. You know, if you're dropping balls, people are getting pissed, you know, whatever it is, you just kind of hit that wall, and it's either I've got to get help or I've got to shut this down because I just can't. Mm-hmm. And so that's when it's actually before you hit that wall is when it's time to start bringing on help. As much as we want to do it alone. And I think most of us who are entrepreneurs tend to be control freaks and guilty. Nobody can do it as good as I can, you know? And the fact of the matter is there's probably people out there who can do it far better. If I tried to do my magazine, it would go nowhere. My designer is phenomenal. And that's her talent. I have other people on my team. They are just phenomenal at what they do. And they do it far better and far faster than I do. And that's where you need to get to in your business. So, but it's scary because it's who do I hire? How can I afford it? You know, what if they screw up? What if this, that, or the other thing happens? You know, it's a terrifying, risky thing to bring on new team members.
Yeah.
But it's one of those necessary evils.
Yeah. So what's your team look like right now? You're 10 months into this gig. What's your team look like?
I have my designer. I have my assistant who is also my blog editor. She puts out all the blog posts. She puts out the newsletter for me. I have a social media person who helps me with the Instagram and Pinterest side of things. I have a PR director who is tasked with getting me wonderful gigs like this. My COO actually, she is moving into an advisory board position instead. So that slot will be open. But then I have my wonderful husband who does whatever he can to help out too, which often is like right now taking care of the grandbabies so that I can be on here talking to all of you.
So that's a solid team of six.
Yeah. Yeah. I also have a couple copywriters, and I do have another graphic designer who her focus is solely on creating t-shirt designs for the shopdaringwoman.com store.
And y'all get to go check that out. I got stuck there for a little while. I'm like, oh, these are great. I love these.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. I do have a good, solid team. But here's the thing. None of them work full time.
Right.
I don't have full time employees. All of them except for one are independent contractors. So I only pay them for the time that they work, and we have, you know, arrangements out there for all of that. And so I don't have overhead for that. You know, I don't have to rent an office space. I don't have to buy all the computers and everything. I don't have to pay benefits and, you know, all of that kind of thing. And so it saves me a ton of money. You know, and that's just kind of the way it goes. I've been lucky, and I have found some absolutely wonderful women who share my vision, believe in the mission, really value and love what we're doing. And they're very loyal and cut me some slack on pricing just because they know it's a startup. And, you know, it has to be that way sometimes. But as we grow, you know, of course, their duties will grow, their paychecks will grow, and you know, you'll be able to pay them what they're actually worth, which is double what I'm paying them now.
Sure.
And they will deserve every single penny.
But here's the thing that I want to point out, and you said it, I'm just going to put some other words with it. You can't do it by yourself. And even though your background is a VA and, you know, that virtual assistant, solid grounding that you have coming into your own business, like you are wicked talented with multiple different programs, multiple different platforms, multiple different, thought processes and areas of business based on what you did prior for 10 years minimum, right? And all the different things that you brought in, And you said it. It's like, I can't do it alone. I need these people, right? Like,
yeah. There's only so much time in the day, you know? And there's things that I have to focus on. And as an entrepreneur, there's things that you have to focus on that only you can do. Mm-hmm. Only you can do them. You know, outreach, sales, talking to people like this. You know, I can't have one of my team members come and do a podcast for me, right?
Right.
You know, hey, so there's things that
proxy here.
My protege is going to step in. We'll see what she does. Yeah. You know, so I need to be able to focus my time and energy and efforts on that stuff, the stuff that I do really well, the vision, growth, you know, all of that, finding the board members that I need for my advisory board, right. Finding investors so that we can keep going, selling advertising. You know, I have to focus on all of that. I don't need to be caught up with, oh my God, did the newsletter go out today? What's in the newsletter? You know, what needs to go in there? What blog post needs to get put up today? I don't need to be caught up in all that. I also have the magazine that I have to manage until such time that I can actually bring on an editor in chief. You know, so as an entrepreneur, you have to weigh this out. Yeah, it's expensive. It feels expensive, I should say, because if you're looking for a quality person, quality virtual assistant, who has the experience, can bring a lot to the table, you're going to be paying $40, $50, $60 an hour easily. But yeah. here's the thing. You might be paying $50 an hour for somebody to put together your newsletter and all of that. Number one, they've got the experience. They're going to do it in probably half the time that you do it. If not faster. And they'll be able to bring things to the table. So I used to brainstorm with my clients all the time because I've been doing this for so long and I've been in so many different industries and I know the various platforms. I know Infusionsoft, I know ActiveCampaign, I know WordPress and WooCommerce and Shopify and, you know, all of that. So then I could come to the table and say, okay, this is what you need for your business.
Right.
This is the best way to do it. This probably could be streamlined. We could do this faster. We could do this easier. Less money out of your pocket, you know, so in the short run, it costs more. In the long run, you make more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to think of it like that.
So how do people get a copy of your magazine?
So you can actually get the digital version of this first issue if you go to today's.
Right there it is.
There you go. See right there. See how sexy that is? Todaysdaringwoman.com. Todaysdaringwoman.com, which is the name of the magazine. You can get the digital issue. You can also subscribe to it. There's buttons on that website there, too, that will allow you to subscribe. You can also, woman, singular.
W-O. One moment.
M-A-N. So singular. And then you could also go to daringwomaninc.com, which is our main website. You can see all our blog posts. You can see my podcast. You can also subscribe to the magazine there. We're putting the final touches on October. It'll probably come out tomorrow. The cool. Digital part of it. That has to go to the printer. So
very cool. Yeah. We'll make sure either you or I make sure we put the links in here for the people so they can click those and go there. Your shop is on the .inc site.
Correct? You can get there from there. It's shopdaringwoman.com.
Yeah. You guys, seriously, go check out her merch that she's got in her store. It's so cool. It's so cool. I know. There's some of it right there. It's so cool.
Some of it right there. There's the hat, cool. The Daring Woman Project. There's a Daring Woman shirt.
Yeah.
The hoodie. I've got the hashtag Daring Woman hoodie. I'm like,
sweatshirt.
I need to hurry up and get called out so I can start wearing my hoodies.
Yeah. That's what I was got hooked on the sweatshirt. I'm like, I gotta have that sweatshirt.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. So cool. Definitely go check it out. And then we also have some amazing coconut oil bath products and stuff that are one of our partners. We have a partner that that sells that or that makes those. So they're phenomenal. Oh my God. And they smell so good. Really? But they just make your skin. So I get really dry skin in the wintertime. So I, you know, just use that stuff on my face and I don't have that flaky, yucky, dry stuff anymore. And, ugh, don't get it.
Coconut oil is so good for your skin.
Totally worth it.
I know. I got stuck in your shop for a while. I could admit it. I was there.
And we have more coming. We've got our nail polish. Oh, so check
this
out.
Oh, and there was a competition or something going on for your nail polish.
Yeah, so this is the nail polish. This is Daring Woman Pink. And then this is the one that we actually still have to name. We have until Friday. So you can go to the website, daringwomaninc.com/contest. Submit your suggestion for the blue. And if your name is selected, we're going to put you in the November issue of the magazine. And you'll also get a Daring Woman goodie bag.
Oh, so good. So good. You guys, seriously, go put your name submission in for that nail polish because it'll be really, really cool what they come up with. So you guys, if you're watching us live here, thank you so much. If you're catching us on the replay, give us a little hashtag replay. Let us know. And we really appreciate you. We've been talking this afternoon with, oh my gosh, the amazing Tracy Osborne. She is the founder and chief of Daring Women and Women, W-O-M-A-N singular. And it is it's an impact organization, social impact organization that really its sole focus is inspiring confidence and empowerment along with raising awareness on women's issues. And it's just really, really, I like, seriously, I would love to talk all afternoon with Tracy and seriously about this issue because I'm definitely the hot topic out in the world with everybody. But the mission and the why behind Tracy's way.